what happened to the celebration?
Yeah, angry is over. Maybe right. You should have suggested that.
Here, angry was not over.
Angry no, was alive
Led,
and well.
In Led yeah. Zeppelin yesterday.
Yeah, it was not.
Here's my field producer. This is Liberal Paul. Liberal Paul, did I lay it out as it occurred? I mean, what did you see from your vantage point?
Completely accurate, Mike. You got up there, you asked the right question, you asked it in the right way. But, you know, it wasn't merely that they refused to answer the question. It was that they refused with such sanctimonious contempt for any mere radio broadcaster who would dare to ask the only question that, you know, anybody over 40 really cares about. I mean, do you think that the number one question on anybody's mind was, why did your set list include that obscure song from Presence? You know, of course it wasn't. It was, are you fellas going to drag your droopy 60-year-old butts on to a
please
and perform for us in person?
Yes.
Jason Bonham has grandchildren. we bought their albums. We went to their concerts. We made them rich. So yes, I do think they owe us something.
Well, you don't even know this. I actually had a follow up in my hip pocket, but I never got the chance to ask it. I was going to say, what sense of obligation do you feel to your fans who want you performing live? Can you imagine if I had asked that?
Sure, of course. These guys ought to be thrilled that anybody
yes!
still cares about
exactly.
Them. Did you get a good look at Robert Plant?
I did.
His face has more miles on it than a 6-year-old rental car. The only way this guy's giving anybody every inch of his love is if he takes every milligram of his Cialis.
Oh, come on.
These guys are so old, they should call themselves almost dead Zeppelin. You want to see Dazed and Confused, Mike? Wait until you see Jimmy Page in the old folks' home in a couple of years. He'll be complaining that the nurse who feeds him his applesauce stole his wallet. If John Bonham is so old, the guy's been dead for 32 years. They owe us a concert tour. You know who else they owe? They owe Willie Dixon and all the other blues players who invented the riffs that Led Zeppelin stole. You know, they stole all their music.
Okay, but we still love their music.
Sure.
We love their music.
When you look at the history of white men victimizing rural black men from Alabama, you've got the Tuskegee experiments as number one, and number two is Led Zeppelin.
Okay. Do you see why he's my field producer?
He's great. He's great.
The road. We deserve a concert.
Well, and one other thing, Paul, I want to say, because that when others began asking similar questions, somebody in the room yelled out, asked and answered.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it hasn't been. Not today. I mean, and I get that, like, Plant's on record, you know, we're not. Wait a minute. You're releasing a concert movie. A concert movie. You've whet our appetite. Of course it's an appropriate question. And Paul, one more time, Greg, just grab that tape. How much more respectful could I have been? Play it.
I'd like to ask a follow-up to the question posed by the schmuck, if I might. My name is Michael Smirkanish, and I'm a radio host. Congratulations. It was an honor to watch the
honor
film.
To watch.
You sound great.
Sound great.
You look great.
You look
and
great.
And the production values
production
are excellent.
Excellent.
I don't know that it's going to quench
the thirst. What else? You know, what else do I have to do?
Those who wish to see you.
I've heard you turn it off.
I'd say you were almost obsequious. You know, if you piled another compliment on them, the stage would have collapsed.
And still, I get snoring, and I get sorry, and I get Plant's glare.
I just don't like the sanctimonious holier than thou attitude.
I know.
You know, we made these guys rich. We made them who they are. So don't they think they have, like you said, some obligation
well,
to the fans?
All right, that's the question. And allow me to now put that to my audience.
Go
okay, because I think it's a great question. You did a great job field producing yesterday. Thank you for that.
Great time. Aren't you glad we went? Right?
Absolutely. I'm always glad we went.
Good time.
See ya. That's
later.
Liberal Paul. He is my field producer. Very seriously, do they owe us anything? You know, calling all middle-aged white guys, if I might, those of us who spend a lot of time in our bedrooms reading liner notes, do they owe us anything at this stage? Maybe the answer is no, but I'd love to hear your take right now. Toll